Over the past 3 months, journalist, editor, and political activist Aaron Gupta and his partner Michelle Fawcett have traveled about 9,000 miles to visit 30 Occupy protests in 20 states, including Detroit.
You have all sorts of abandoned houses, burnt out buildings. You have these wide boulevards. Of course, Detroit is Motor City, and it was built for the car, but it's lost about half its population since peaking in the 1950s. Then on the other side, what you do see in terms of economic activity, you see a lot of small-scale gentrification, coffee shops where you can get $4 espressos, little boutique delis and restaurants. But the big project are things like casinos. Plus, you see strip clubs. And everywhere you see billboards for lawyers saying, like, they'll help you get your Social Security check or a welfare check or some sort of medical check. It's predatory capitalism.
The protesters Gupta spoke with under the abandoned skyscrapers were mostly unemployed and homeless.
Detroit, according to one estimate, has a real unemployment rate of about 45%. It's absolutely stunning what the level of unemployment is.
And the story repeated in other cities they visited.
Particularly the Rust Belt, that there are huge swaths of America that have just been forgotten, have just become irrelevant to global capitalism, and they've really just been hollowed out and destroyed.
One of the protesters was Jerry Edwards, a high school dropout who worked in the automotive industry.
And he worked there for about 15 years. He married his high school sweetheart. They had 4 sons, and he kept saying, I had a beautiful life. He had good money coming in, but it was a tough job. He described the intricate ballet with his hands of having to make these dashboards, one every 23 seconds, and again, and again, and again, and again.
But Edward's health was failing.
He had suffered an injury as a child where he fell out a window and lost a kidney, and his health was already on the decline, even though he was just in his late 30s. He lost his job. His wife left him. I asked him what happened to his sons. He indicated that at least 2 of them died, if not all of them were dead. And, you know, someone would take a look at Jerry and say, well, you know, he's just a homeless man. But I think these are forgotten workers, the people who we see on the streets all over America, this epidemic of homelessness that we've seen grow over the last 30 years.
Even though the nation's official unemployment rate is 8.6%, this number does not include discouraged workers, students, people forced into early retirement, and others. Gupta said the real unemployment rate is 20%.
By official statistics, there's about 50 million people in poverty. But according to these statistics, poverty means that a family of 3 can live on $19,000 a year. I'm not sure how one person is supposed to live on $19,000 a year, much less 3 people. So if you use more adjusted statistics that looks at what a living wage is, what it shows is essentially about 100 million Americans live in poverty, one-third of the population.
The event was sponsored by Awake Pinellas, an organization that opposes many of the policies of Florida's current governor and legislature. Some of the members have attended Occupy Tampa and St. Petersburg. Organizer Timothy Martin with the Awake Pinellas said the political climate has contributed to public distrust and anger in Florida.
In 2011, the Florida State Legislature, driven by an ideological zealot for governor and soldiered by a conservative supermajority with Tea Party foot soldiers like our local state representative Jeff Brandis and Larry Ahern, worked overtime to enact legislation that pushed us to the margins. If you have progressive political leanings and you live here in Florida, it was quite frankly a massacre.
According to Martin, new legislation will make it harder for the working poor to vote in Florida because the number of early voting days is reduced.
And college-age kids are also disenfranchised because they're now forced to file a provisional ballot if they recently changed addresses. Legislature worked overtime to make it harder for a woman to choose by passing a variety of anti-choice legislation. Conservatives like to talk about having less government in our lives, yet they want to force women seeking abortion to have an ultrasound prior to terminating their pregnancy.
Shannon Love is with the Pinellas County Young Democrats. She has been to a couple of Occupy St. Petersburg meetings.
Well, I think there's a general consensus that there are some problems in America that need to be solved. I think there's a general consensus that people are upset, people are angry. And even more than being angry, they're tired of feeling like it's never going to get better. I will say that's one thing that we really need to bring back to America as a cult, is a society where people believe in what can happen.
Love hopes that some branches of the Occupy movement will start working with political organizations.
There was a Wall Street Journal survey that less than 30% of the people in the Occupy movement, or Occupy New York, I believe it was, actually voted. And I think that that's something that if you want a legislator, or effective legislation, you have to be willing to do that. So I wish we could translate that more into a political movement as well.
Awake Pinellas will rally next Tuesday as part of a statewide effort on the first day of the legislative session. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka, reporting from St. Petersburg.